Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff Doak. And the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust. I should know that. It's my bank. Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. He's right here to my left, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Everybody's having a good day. Maybe the rain will go away.
You know, we had two blissful, glorious, rain-free days, and then...
Today.
And then today.
Yeah. I actually saw the sun for one day and the moon, so it's pretty nice. And sometimes I don't say that in the summer.
Yeah. Gets a little warm, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're now on Wednesday evening as we're recording this, and so we're, 5 days separated from the 17-14 loss to Stratford. Is the loss feeling any less deflating at the moment?
I think it was a learning experience for us. I've been doing it for 27 years, so I've been in those situations where you get deflating loss, and it could have been a lot worse. We could have been in the Final Four and losing the last second doing that. That's, had that happen once. So, when you look at it, I think it was tough, but at the same time, I thought our kids did a really good job of getting us back in the position to win the game. And we were way behind, and we battled all that long, and they did a great job. We just got to clean a few things up here and there and keep getting better week to week. That's the biggest key.
Yeah, there really was a noticeable improvement from the previous week's game against Tift Area to this week's game. And it looked like that light turned on the second half of Tift Area, and then with Stratford, was again shut out in the first half and then does the shutting out in the second half.
Yeah.
So it was able to, you had a lot more explosive plays occurred and was able to get some sustaining drives. Just unfortunately, a lot of them didn't wind up with points in the first half.
In the first half, like I said in the newspaper, we were Murphy's Law. I mean, we couldn't get a break, and it was just one of those things where, if you could get one or two of those breaks, it changes the game by, probably 10 points. We might go in at halftime down 7-0, but literally as I was walking in at halftime, I felt like, walking in, I was like, I think we're going to win this game 21-17. As I was walking in, and felt pretty good about it. I felt like we were in position to make the plays, and we just didn't make it. And that's just, it's going to come with experience. The more and more we play and getting in those positions and making it happen. You got to make it happen. You can't wait on it to happen. You got to go make it happen. And I think as we keep growing this year, it's going to eventually, that light's going to turn on, like you said. And I thought our kids did a really good job in the second half. The biggest thing I thought we were just physical. We went out there and we beat up on them in the second half. And we didn't finish a couple drives in the second half that we should have. We probably should have put up about 28 points in that game and give up, maybe 10. But we just got to go out and we got to correct it. And I thought our kids have been doing a pretty good job this week correcting it. I thought we were a little lackadaisical today. Just, I think it might have been the weather, and we're all in the muck and everything else trying to get through it. But so like I told them today, at the end of practice, just got to clean it up, and we got to go execute this Friday night and get a win, you know, and get that, get that taste of winning back in your mouth right before we go into our dead week or our bye week and get ready to go. I think that's going to be a big thing for us.
This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk a little bit about quarterback Stanton Beverly. Let's talk about the kind of development he's had so far at this point in the season. I think that he showed a lot of progress and showed a lot of panache, if you will, both through the air and with his footwork this past Friday.
Yeah, you know, I think we're getting better and better. Like I said, you know, getting an understanding of where people are at, what they're doing, and how we're handling it, you know, that's a big thing. And then getting people lined up, you know, being able to tell them exactly what to do if somebody doesn't know. Because, again, we got a lot of young kids out there running around. Not everybody knows, and everybody's having to play multiple positions. So sometimes when we run them out, they're like, hey, you're at B or you're at C or you're, you know, and then some of them are having to go from A to tight end or something. And in football terminology, that's positions. But they don't know. Sometimes they don't remember or they don't know exactly what's going on. So Stanton's had to learn just about everybody. As a quarterback, got to know everybody's position, and he's picking it up. And thought he's done a good job. Him and Braxton both have really been getting after it. And, you know, they push one another in practice, got a great relationship. They go to work, and I see it's getting better and better. You know, Braxton plays multiple spots. Stanton plays multiple spots. And felt like Friday night, you know, we had a couple things, you know, that were there. And then we missed a couple opportunities too at the same time, but we're living and we're learning. That's the biggest thing. And like I said earlier today, when we look back at it, we're gonna laugh a little bit in the next years to come, because hopefully we can get, you know, the core guys and get it going here right here at the end. At the end of this season, we'll look back and laugh at some of the things we did early on, just because we were young and inexperienced.
Speaking of core guys, let's talk about the four seniors on the team. It's always so important having that senior leadership. Where are they at this point in the season?
You know, they've been very encouraging for the guys all the way, every day of practicing. And, you know, they're holding them to a standard. They got some responsibilities put on their shoulders every day. And, you know, they're staying on everyone about being on time, getting there, getting their work in, doing what they need to do. You know, they're going to be those guys, and that's what the seniors have to do. They have to drive the ship. I told them, you know, if it's coach-driven, the kids, they resent you as a coach. But if the kids drive the ship, it's a whole lot different. Your peers are pushing you, and that's a big thing. Even in life, as you go forward, you push one another to get better, and, you know, but I think this group of guys has done a really good job, and they're working on, you know, they're learning the lead, too, because it's new to them, this whole leadership thing is. And so they're learning to lead. We got three really good offensive linemen. And Hayes is that linebacker, that skill guy, that A guy, that tough guy inside that has run up in there and hit guys in the face mask 25 times a night. So they're getting there. It's just, you know, we're taking baby steps. And hopefully, like I said, once we get to game 9 and 10 and we get in the playoffs, we look back at it, we kind of chuckle. But hopefully we can get ourselves positioned where we want to be in one of those seeds there, you know, 6, 7, you know, I want to be in one of those. Be great to be in that spot and get in and go take care of business and then handle our business, because I feel like we got a chance. If we play like we're capable to, we can make a run.
The most dangerous 6 seed in the GIA.
we do like the 6 seed, yes.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Nice Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V The Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke is my name, and we are here at V Pizza. And this segment is brought to you by V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, the Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Which, of course, means it's time for us to talk about the health status of the team. I know we had a noticeable injury on Friday night, an uncalled face mask. Did we determine it was a face mask, or was it a horse collar? It was kind of hard to tell from the booth.
It was a tackle around the neck, so it doesn't fall in the definition of anything. You can grab a guy by the neck. You just can't grab it by the back of the shoulder pads or the face mask, or any of that stuff. So. Apparently you can tag him by the neck. Yeah, and so we had two guys get injured. Jordan is done for the year. He tore an ACL on the cut. I was talking to him about it, you know, and he said that it wasn't so much that he got the face mask or grabbed around the neck or anything. It was just the plant, the cut on it. And so when he did, he went down. It looked kind of like he got pulled back on it, but it was a step that he made. And then Will got a sprained MCL, mainly because Hayes made a monstrous block on the guy and launched the guy about 4 or 5 feet in the air. And the guy actually accidentally came down and hit Will in the back of the knee with his helmet, what it was on the field goal right there at the end. It wasn't nothing, you know, like we've seen it before where they They tried to take us out in the knees. It wasn't that. It was an accident. The guy just, Hayes just blew the poor guy up.
Is it failing upwards? Is that what the terminology is?
Yeah, well, yeah. Or just more Murphy's Law rubbed off on us on right at the end. But so those two guys, you know, Jordan will be out. He's going to get surgery and rehab. And then Will is in physical therapy right now. And hopefully we'll get him back here in a few weeks. And then we'll get ready to go. So that's our, you know, get him back and get everybody back full speed best we can. But that was our two big injuries, and everybody else seems to be pretty healthy and rolling downhill. So not too bad of spirits. Guys, I think today Jordan did a really good job on a geometry test, and everybody's pretty fired up. So we're, just got to keep our spirits up and keep working, because injuries happen, and you just got to keep working through it.
Yeah, that is just, it's so disappointing, because he had really shown some flashes of brilliance in the first part of the season. You could tell that he was building towards being something special. And of course, you know, he's still got two more years in his high school career to really build on that.
Yeah, he's got two more years, and he'll get it rehabbed. He'll be back rocking and rolling, and I think he's eager to get the surgery and get the work going and get back. So, you know, we've got to look at that down the road and get him healthy, and we got to definitely get Will back up and running here right before the end of the season. Hopefully we can get him going in a few weeks, and he'll be back. And I thought we had a really good game Friday night, because I thought our front line offensively and defensively kind of dominated, you know, in the second half. We were really, really physical, and we controlled the line of scrimmage, and he's an integral part of that. And, you know, we just got to get everybody back, and I think we got Clifton back now. He's off concussion protocol, so I think everybody's pretty much back. JJ's still limping a little bit. He's got a mashed toe, but he's actually practicing, so... but we're getting close to getting everybody back and hopefully up and running here in the next few weeks.
So what's the magic number at as far as roster size now?
Got two down, so we got 30 that'll be able to participate.
Yeah. Found some dirty 30 graphics on my computer the other day, just so you know. It had a little flashbacks there. You're listening to the Frederick and Ice Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about the defense on Friday night and just how they, you know, I was expecting when we sat down earlier in the week to hear about, and I think I actually asked you about this on the field as well, about what did y'all say in the locker room, what did y'all say in halftime that just switched it around, and you're like, we're not changing a thing.
Yeah, that was the adjustments at halftime, was we're not doing anything different. Coach Jerrigan walked in and said, there's no questions to be asked, we're going to do what we said we're going to do, everybody get them blocked. That's our problem right now, is we're not picking up our assignments. If we do that, we're going to brush some runs. We got a chance to break some big runs, and we did. And defensively, I thought our kids just played really well. We just made plays in the second half. We were there to make plays in the first half. We just didn't make them at times. And, got to get off, like we said the other night, you got to get off the field on third down long. We give up the deflected pass for a touchdown. And I think we gave up third down long or fourth down. We gave up a play on that one to get the field goal, which we had almost picked off. I think their guy ended up catching it. So, and then one we did, it went right through our hands on the sideline. So, and then they kicked the field goal to get 3 points. So if you pick that one off, we get another one. They may not have scored any, but it's one of those things. I thought our kids were in a lot better position Friday night, secondary wise, and our D-line and linebacking crew pretty much controlled the run game. So, you know, I thought we did a pretty outstanding job of handling that with a team that had come in and averaged almost 40-some points a game. And here we hold them to 17, and they would only been giving up like 6 or 7 points a game, I think. And we put up 14 and probably should have put up 28. But, you know, we've learned from it. We've seen it. I think we're getting a little bit, we're getting more confident in what we're doing defensively and offensively. We've simplified some things, and just trying to make sure we can go in there and execute and keep the guys rocking and rolling. And that's the biggest thing, is we got to get some plays that get some positive yards and it gets a little momentum. And we get some momentum, that's a big thing for us right now.
Which was more frustrating, the pass deflection that got caught in the end zone for the touchdown, or Stanton's four that close to another interception?
probably the deflection. If we can just bat it out of the back of the end zone, you know, that's the biggest thing. You bat that one out, because it was third down and like 16 or something, or fourth down and 16 or something. They threw it, and if we get that one batted out of the back of the end zone, that saves us 7 points right there. And but we learned from it, and got to keep going. And I thought our kids played really well Friday night on defense and offense. in the second half and defense first half, you know. And I know people are like, we gave up 70 points, but we were in places. We were in the spots to make plays. We just got to make them. And I think the more and more we play, the better we're getting.
Real quick, because we're about a minute from our next break, who has been the biggest surprise for you on the team this season?
We've had a few surprises, I think, coming out there. I think as time's been going on, you know, while we've been working and trying to get guys in that, I think Davis has done a really good job coming in. He's an undersized outside linebacker, but he's done a really good job of coming in and playing and understanding what we're doing. When Eli got hurt and he gave us some depth, and now he's starting right there, and he's just got to go play. And I think he surprised us. He was starting out at corner, and I thought he had the ability to go do that. And I think Wood has actually helped us a ton at corner, solidifying
that. Called his time several times this past Friday, right?
And, you know, I think he's done a really good job of understanding what to do, and he's trying to simplify it. And we realized that today when he was trying to simplify some stuff, just make it simple. And I think those two guys have really surprised us. I think Friday night, hopefully Jack Tremont, he'll come through, and he's got to help us up front when we also – hopefully he'll be a surprise for us too and help us out a ton going through it. He's been working hard. So I think right now the big surprises is how hard we've been working in the weight room. And we're going to get a look at that next week when we got the open week when we do maxes. I think right now we're getting a lot stronger. I think we had – Tucker did 305 this morning. Fuller did like 315. So – on the bench press. So we got some guys getting stronger. And so that's going to be a surprise as we keep doing that going down the road, how strong we're going to get.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone, stretch, work, play, repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies?
Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. Now, this upcoming Friday night, Frederica Academy Knights head west, young man, wagons west, to take on Brookwood over in Thomasville. And last time we went to Thomasville was a very inauspicious moment in Frederick Academy history. All kinds of rain, lightning delays. What time did we finally wind up kicking off at that game?
I think it was around 9:30. Yeah. It was long. I was like, good Lord, we sat over there and waited forever. Then we went out and played, a quarter and a half, and then came back in.
And they still managed to put up 30 points on us, close to 30 points on us.
We turned the ball over like three times in a row. So you know, we've got to make that long trip, and we got to get over there, and we got to go execute. And like I told guys, we got to get off the bus and be ready to play, because they feel pretty good about it. We're 1-4. They're 0-5. You know, they're young, wow. and so they look at us and go, oh, we got somebody we can compete with too. So. We got to get off the bus and go play, and don't give me a life early. And if we can do that, I think we can take care of the game. But you know, it's a 3.5-hour bus trip, and so you get on the bus, you ride, and you got to stop and eat, do all those things. Our guys are pretty much used to it now. This will be our fourth trip on the road, so you know, made some pretty rough trips this year, and then we got this long one. And hopefully we can go over there and execute right off the bat. Don't give them any life. You know, we don't need to give them any momentum. We need to go seize the momentum, and we need to go out there and execute. And hopefully we can physically wear them down a little bit as the game goes on.
So it's a much younger team. It's not nearly the same team that we played, not just last year, but the year before as well.
No, they're retooling a whole bunch. They're down. I think he's only got 24, 25 guys on the roster. He's got a lot of freshmen and sophomores. He graduated a lot of his talent last 2 years, and so he's rebuilding it. And they'll be good. You know, they're gonna make some plays. He's got a quarterback that's pretty good. He's a freshman, and then his son, the box kid, Shane's son, is a good wide receiver. So, you know, they're just young. They're just learning, trying to get experience like we are. And so it'll be interesting to see how we go out and handle it. We should, if we go out there and handle our business and do what we're supposed to. I think we'll be okay, but we can't let them get any momentum. That's the biggest thing. Is a no momentum type deal. Just get out there, go play, and don't give up any big plays, and don't turn the ball over.
Now, how do you prepare the team for that? You know, 3.5-hour road trip.
By going on other road trips early in the season, you kind of figure out. Everybody kind of has a routine. They get in, they get on the bus, they put their headsets in, go to sleep, or whatever they do, or play on the phone, or look at TikToks, I guess, for the next 17 hours on the road. You know, that's, they have their routine, they get on there, and we just go. And you know, that's one of the things that we've done in the past is everything's tough. We have to travel no matter what all the time. So if we go on the road, it's going to be a long road trip, because whereas far east as you can go, and everybody else is either north, south, or west. So, you know, we have to make a trip, and most time it's anywhere between 2 hours in some of these, even in our region with Bullock and Pinewood, still 2 hours in some. So here we are, 3.5 hours, we'll go over and play, and I think our kids will handle it well. You know, we try to break the trip up a little bit with some things, stopping to eat, and we'll do a little walkthrough maybe somewhere, and then get over there, and then get out and let them walk the field and then get ready to go.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, this is the week before your bye week, so do you have difficulties with keeping kids or keeping the team from potentially looking forward to that bye week and that rest and not focusing as much on the task at hand?
I don't think so. Not this year. Right now, you know, we have to focus every day on the task at hand. If we were 5-0 going against a team that was 0-5, yeah, I would be worried about it. You know, trying to get them, but we're 1-4, and we've had our opportunities, and we've not seized the opportunities. So you know, we could very well be 3-2 right now going into this game, and. But we're not. So we've got to get those things corrected. And I think this group understands that we got to go ahead and take care of this and get our second win and get the thing going, get the bus back going the right direction. And that's so, you know, you can't really relax when you think about that. So you go into this week full steam ahead, and then next week we will, you know, we'll pull it back a little bit and do some things where we're trying to heal up and get feeling a little bit better, and then the following week we go back into full steam ahead for the next 4 weeks. So that's how you have to approach it, you know.
Now, you mentioned the team that we're taking on this week, Brookwood. Do the kids realize that this is a team that only has one fewer win than John Millage? I mean, this is a team we really need to focus on here.
Right. You know, and that's true right now. You know, John Millage is 1-4, we're 1-4. Some of the guys that usually at the top of the GIA right now, we're you know, wouldn't say that we're struggling. We're playing really tough competition. John Millage has played really tough competition. We played really tough competition. You know, so at this point, yeah, we're only one win better than anybody else that's 0-5. So we just got to go out there and execute. You know, that's what I want to see our kids do. Play physical, execute, control the tempo of the game. You know, get over there, handle our business, you know, take care of it, and then get back on the bus, and let's go back into our bye week and work on fixing some things that we need to fix and get some momentum going into that second half. That's the biggest thing, is to get some momentum going into that back half, those last four games. And we're going to need some momentum going into it. You know, we got Robert Toombs, and then we got Bullitt, and then we got Pinewood, and then we got St. Andrews. So we got four pretty tough games coming up in that back end too, and so a lot of those are the rivalry games. They're the region games. So, you know, we have to go out there and win this one and get that momentum, big mo on our side going into that back nine, in the back four. And if we handle that, you know, I think it'll be good for our kids mentally, you know, because they've been battling. You know, biggest thing we talked about last Friday at halftime was just never give up. You know, never give up. And if I teach them one thing, that's what I've told them, just never give up. So go out and play, give it your best effort, you know, and I think our kids do that. They play hard every game, and they've laid all on the line. Now, we may not play smart every game, but we play hard every game, and I think we're starting to figure it out. That's the biggest thing, is the experience of playing and doing those things is what's going to help us on the back end right here.
This Friday night, the Frederick Academy Knights head west to Thomasville, Georgia to take on Brookwood Academy. Kickoff 7:30, and of course we will be back here next Wednesday night at 7:30 at V Pizza to talk about it. You've been listening to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke signing off as soon as Coach Derrick blesses us with those last two words.
Go Knights!